Rick Grenell, Trump Kennedy Center filing $1 million lawsuit against musician who canceled Christmas show as political protest. By Bradley J. on December 27, 2025. Trump Kennedy Center President Rick Grenell is filing a lawsuit against a jazz musician who abruptly canceled this year's annual Christmas Eve jazz jam due to Trump Derangement Syndrome, TDS. Musician Chuck Redd, this year's host of the annual Christmas Eve concert, canceled the event following the center's board voting unanimously to rename the institution the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. When I saw the name change on the Kennedy Center website and then hours later on the building, I chose to cancel our concert, Redd told the Associated Press Wednesday, hours before the event was scheduled to take place. Grenell, who has worked assiduously to restore the struggling institution, is not taking the politically motivated cancellation lying down. Your dismal ticket sales and lack of donor support, combined with your last-minute cancellation, has cost us considerably, Grenell wrote Friday in a letter to Redd obtained by Breitbart News. This is your official notice that we will seek $1 million in damages from you for this political stunt. Grenell hammed the artist for hurting an institution created to promote the arts throughout the nation, not to serve as an insulated haven for liberal elites. Your decision to withdraw at the last moment, explicitly in response to the center's recent renaming, which honors President Trump's extraordinary efforts to save this national treasure, is classic intolerance and very costly to a nonprofit arts institution, he wrote. Regrettably, your action surrenders to the sad bullying tactics employed by certain elements on the left, who have sought to intimidate artists into boycotting performances at our National Cultural Center. Roma Duravi, Trump Kennedy Center Vice President of Public Relations, echoed Grenell, hammering Redd for elevating petty political grievances above art. Any artist canceling their show at the Trump Kennedy Center over political differences isn't courageous or principled. They are selfish, intolerant, and have failed to meet the basic duty of a public artist, to perform for all people, Duravi said in a statement. Art is a shared cultural experience meant to unite, not exclude. The Trump Kennedy Center is a true bipartisan institution that welcomes artists and patrons from all backgrounds. Great art transcends politics, and America's cultural center remains committed to presenting popular programming that inspires and resonates with all audiences. Grenell's letter highlighted the lack of enthusiasm for Redd's show, noting that attendance for your jazz jam had been lagging considerably behind our other Christmas and holiday offerings, which have drawn strong crowds and enthusiastic response, adding the most avant-garde and well-regarded performers in your genre will still perform regularly, and unlike you, they'll do it to sold-out crowds regardless of their political leanings. The center has long been a sanctuary for the ultra-liberal to gather and worship Democratic Party causes and radical social initiatives like DEI and the transgender agenda. Prior leadership of the Trump Kennedy Center displayed a pattern of booking artists that betrayed its greater interest in politics than artistry. Redd's cancellation for political reasons, one of many by left-wing performers, is just the latest example. In February, multiple left-wing stars departed the center after Trump appointed himself chairman. Yet while the center propped up Democrats, Democrats did not return the favor. Grenell, appointed Trump Kennedy Center president in January, inherited poorly maintained and outdated physical facilities and finances in perhaps even worse shape. Trump and Grenell have worked to rebuild the center's foundation and by reorienting its agenda back to its core mission, a tall task, but one already bearing fruit. Under Trump's leadership, the Kennedy Center honors raised a record $23 million, nearly doubling the $12.7 million raised last year under President Joe Biden, Fox News Digital reported. And in September, the center's annual gala raised $3.45 million for the National Symphony Orchestra, a record for the annual gala. President Trump's vision to make the Kennedy Center available to more people is clearly working. Half the attendees were first-time guests, and their enthusiasm shattered fundraising expectations, nearly triple what had ever been done before, said Grenell at the time. Trump has raised the profile of the Trump Kennedy Center immeasurably by personally attending events and giving frequent updates on the center's work. bringing the venue to the attention of millions of Americans and potential patrons unfamiliar with what was long a haven for Washington's liberal elites. But Democrats and their left-wing allies continue their protests, pointing to an initial decline in ticket sales brought about largely by their own political boycotts, which current leadership is reversing due to improved programming. A Democratic lawmaker even sued Trump over the name change. Trump, Grenell, and their teams are undeterred, continuing their work rejuvenating the center and establishing its financial viability by expanding its offerings and increasing its appeal to a broader swath of patrons more representative of America. In mid-December, before the board's vote, Trump, responding to a question from Breitbart News' Nick Gilbertson, insisted the center now better serves all Americans in addition to being on better financial footing. "I think it's been really enhanced very greatly over the last 10 months, meaning since we've been here, and we're making it great," he said from the red carpet at the Kennedy Center Honors. "We're going to make it physically great as a building. So, you won't even believe how beautiful it'll be. And, we saved the Kennedy Center," Trump added. "That's a big thing." Bradley J. is deputy political editor for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter and Instagram at Bradley J.